Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, we know, is going to give us a fabulous week of help and hard work and making, just gluing all the important pieces together. So we always appreciate his patience and his understanding. On the news line with us now, Candy Duncan is president of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area, talking about the mission and work of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area and their voters guide that is out. And we can talk about other topics related to the League of Women Voters. So, Candy, thank you so much for checking in this morning.
Well, you're welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fabulously, and please tell me how you're doing, and tell us a little bit about yourself. I only know a little bit about the league because I interact with some of the women and the man who I see at the activities, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been an RN for 51 years. I retired as a national consultant, all in the emergency department. So I'm a little bit of an adrenaline junkie, if you will. That's what my husband calls me. And then I retired, and I needed something that would make me feel like I was making a difference. And the league kind of fills that void for me. And so I find it very, I've been a member for 2 years. And, of course, I've been the president only since June. But I find it very energizing because the members of the league are they're just energetic, and they're intelligent, and they're very driven, and I just enjoy being around them.
Well, and tell us what the president of the League of Women Voters does around here.
Sometimes it feels like I'm herding cats, but it basically is to make sure that all of the committees of the league have what they need, all the members get as much information as they can so that they can do what the mission of the league actually is, which is making sure that the electorate is informed. We're nonpartisan, so we don't lean one way or the other. So making sure that the electorate knows exactly about their candidates, about the issues. You mentioned the voter's guide, which is a major endeavor of the league, has been for years. COVID has changed, as it has globally, has changed the way we are looking at this and have had to conduct our business. So the voter's guide, which used to be a printed copy that you would find at your polling places, at your local businesses, because we didn't want our members to be out delivering these in the age of COVID, we made a decision for this election cycle to have it online. And so you can find that on our website. And, of course, the Daily Item will be publishing it as we get closer to the election. If people need a printed copy, and many people like that, and they can't, they can go to our website and they can notify us, and we will send you a printed copy of the guide. The guide I heard you say, is chock full of information, and it certainly is. It's been interesting for me as the new president and fairly new in the league to watch the amount of work that goes into this. It's really, really, really amazing, and they just have done a wonderful job.
Well, it's an incredible document. I mean, it's 16 pages of fine print. If you print it out, it's almost like a legal size. It's not a small piece of paper. And
please. It's not a legal size this year. It's a regular size this year because we knew that people would want to print it, and we wanted to make it as easy as possible. It normally was a legal size, but this year it is a regular typing paper size.
Gotcha. Okay, and it will appear in the Daily Item. So every page of this will be in the Daily Item at some point?
Yes.
Okay, fabulous. All right, well, we'll look forward to that. That's going to be a great, it really is helpful. Even if you already know exactly what you're doing, all the important deadlines are there. Maybe there's something you don't know about some of the races, like people may say, well, who are both of the candidates for state attorney general, or who are both of the candidates for auditor general or state treasurer? These might not be things that you'd have close at hand, or there's some pretty strong incumbents around here, but we're lucky enough that we do have challengers to them. So those details about those challengers are there. So it's important. Plus, you got sponsors, people like Evangelical Community Hospital, Mike's O'Deal Insurance, Graham Showalter, your patrons, your top sponsors, and lots of other ones after that. So folks can patronize those sponsors and say thanks for being a supporter of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area. What are some of the upcoming deadlines? Go ahead and reiterate those. That may help our audience.
Well, the main one is that, first of all, you have to register by the 19th of October. That's the very first step in this whole thing. And the next deadline is actually the 27th of October. Now, that is for applying for a mail-in ballot. But if you wait for that particular deadline, you only have 7 days to turn it around and for the election board to get it back to you, and that is a terribly tight time frame. What the league is pushing or is promoting is, overall what we're promoting is that you have options this year. It used to be very simple to vote. You go in, you write your name in the book, and you go over to the voting machine and you voted and you left. Or maybe you chatted with your friends and family that you see at the election polling place. This year you have options. You can do an in-person voting, but we are stressing that you need to do that safely. You need to wear, the familiar mantra now, you know, wear masks, social distance, don't hang out with groups of people at the polling places. Try to go when it's not as busy. If you have that opportunity. But the mail-in voting, we are getting an increase in inquiries about the mail-in voting because there's so much disinformation surrounding this. So what we're trying to push is, first of all, apply for your ballot and do it as soon as possible. And when you get that ballot back, now they haven't gone out in the mail yet. They should this week. When you get that back, be sure to follow the directions, and if you don't remember anything else I've said this morning, follow the directions. They're not hard. You just fill it out with a blue or a black ink pen, and then you put it in what's a provided secrecy envelope. This envelope is extremely important. I would have called it a security envelope, but they're calling it a secrecy envelope. But if you do not use that secrecy envelope and put that inside the mail-in ballot or mail-in envelope, they will discard your vote, and we don't want to lose any vote. But it also provides the security of your ballot. So when you get it, you make out your ballot, you put it in the secrecy envelope, you put that envelope inside the postage paid envelope that will be provided for you by the state. Sign the outside of that envelope, and then you can mail it in. Now, there's also a lot of question about the Postal Service. Will it get there in time? If you are worried about that, please take it over to the election board, and you can take it right into the front desk, and you can drop it off yourself, and then you know that it's gotten there.
Hand it to your local election office. You hand it to your local election office.
Yeah, just take it right in and hand it to them. They will not be having drop boxes. Some states do, but there will not be any in this area unless they change their mind in the next month.
Which is always possible.
Could be possible.
Right, everything's in flux. Well, I really thank your staff and Linda Harris and the rest of the team. You know, she is kind of the front person that we talk to, but there's probably a dozen active and a half a dozen extremely active people that are working to make sure that the voter's guide gets put out and checked and so on. So we really thank these, and it is primarily women that I see on the list, so we thank these women for that productivity. The LWV Lewisburg area voters.org website. Is that up and running? And you can link to the voter's guide and everything from there, that lwvlewisburgarea.org?
That is. Talking about chocked with information, that's where you can find pretty much anything. There's another website that we sponsor, and it's vote411.org. And you can get a sample ballot. You can find out lots of things. You can also track your ballot once you've mailed it in.
So they have lots of information at lwvlewisburgarea.org. And that, what did you say, votes, PA,
vote,
411?
No, vote411.org.
Okay, super. All right, so very helpful. All right, well, we will give you the last word. Great presentation. Thank you for calling in with what you have said. We'll give you the last minute here. Anything else to add to our discussion?
No, just be safe. Be sane.
Well,
and get out there and vote. That's the last thing. My last word.
Be safe and sane. Well, where were you in March when we needed you? If you'd only come on the radio, then we could have probably saved a lot of trouble. Thank you so much for your information, and thank you for your leadership. Thanks for taking over the reins of the League of Women Voters of Lewisburg Area. It must be a lot of work, but you clearly have a passion for it, and for that we're grateful. And thanks for joining us in the Central Susquehanna Valley and for joining us on the radio today.
Well, thank you.
Candy Duncan is president of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg Area, talking about their work and activities. Believe it or don't, there's a telephone number you can call for the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg Area. It's 570-524-4439. That's 524-4439. Website again, lwvlewisburgarea.org. They're on Facebook. Just looking up at LWVLA, as in League of Women Voters, the Lewisburg Area. And of course, she talked about their good go-to site, which is vote411.org. So we thank Candy Duncan for all her information today.